a lot of things about basketball, but just his approach on doing the right things all the time, being successful on and off the court, going to class every day, which is that is not an option, not lying, not cheating, not stealing, those things, just those everyday things. I think that's where I learned the most value from Coach K. Outside of all the things he taught me as a basketball player, he taught me how to become a man.
Hey, Coach, I'm Austin Ward from the Knoxville News Sentinel. You said you were reassured by Mike Hamilton that everything would play out with the NCAA, but initially maybe when you heard Tennessee or were approached, was there any hesitancy based on maybe what you'd heard going on around here and the possibility of the sanctions?
Well, I mean, you do your homework, and that means I wouldn't necessarily say hesitancy. I would say more of asking questions, and I think that was the most important thing for me. And then also the great opportunity. So, but after that, it wasn't a lot of reservation at all.
So Andy Gribble with the Knoxville News Sentinel. Just, can you talk about kind of your upbringing in East St. Louis, playing alongside LaFonso Wallace, and kind of what that has impacted you today?
Well, I had an opportunity in my 39 years of living to play with two great players, LaFonso Ellis and also Glenn Robinson at Purdue, two very talented guys. LaFonso Ellis, those two guys, their approach was so humble as basketball players, as good as they were on the floor. They didn't recognize how good they were. They were real humble guys and very talented young men. But growing up in East St. Louis, I think that's why one of the reasons why I'm standing here today, because of the things you go through, things you see, and how it develops you into a person. And I appreciate the fact and I applaud the fact that I'm from East St. Louis and I wear it with honor. Well, obviously we'll look into it, but I think the biggest thing is my wife and I, we've done a lot of things with cancer research. Me being diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma back in 97, so we spent a lot of time dealing with cancer. So we just have to weigh all our options and see what's best and what approach we'll take. Yes.
Coach, I know it's very early, but if you had a chance to reach out to the two signees yet, and you know, two big names, and Scotty and Tobias, who have some options going forward, have you had a chance to talk to them?
Yes, I talked to both the recruits, and they're very interested, and it's just a matter of me sitting down, meeting with them after the Final Four and touching base, and make sure both parties understand what we're trying to do so we all can be successful. Then I talked to Scotty, and I talked to Tobias, two quality young men. I think they'll put their name in the draft, and my thing with both those guys, if you put your name in, that means you're trying to be the best possible to go ahead and be in the draft, not just one foot in, one foot out, because I don't think you can be at the level you need to be if you go at it about that way. So I want both of those guys to go at a full bore and try to be successful and try to make it, but if not, then come back and be a part of his family so we can continue to have success. Oh, without a doubt, we want to play the best teams, and I think that's the key, especially in such a great league. When you have the talent level to play teams like that, that's our goal, to continue to play the best teams in the country.
Hey, Coach, Patrick Brown with the Chattanooga Times Free Press. Can you talk a little bit about your recruiting style, what kind of players you're after, and how much your work at Purdue helped you kind of get to where you are now in terms of recruiting, at least?
Well, I think the recruiting style is always recruiting the best players available. But with that being said, with high level of character and substance to them, it's not just a ball player. I want more than just the guys putting the ball in the basket. I want a well-rounded young man. We want the best players, but I think for us it's also, top 100 guys. It's not always that top 10 guy, because you have guys 1 year and they're done. And then when you're trying to build a team and a legacy, it's hard to really have guys on a consistent basis. You're trying to get guys just for 1 year. You want 4 year guys. You saw the success Duke had. He had 2 4-year guys and they had great success. So you can have great players and they can still be NBA guys. They stay in school for 4 years. So now they get what they really came for, to be successful on the floor and get a degree. So I'd rather have those guys any day of the week. But we'll go after the best players available.
Thoughts on the facilities?
Oh, tremendous. Tremendous. It's nice that they are. You can get lazy. So. But no, we'll continue to work hard, just like, we had great facilities at Missouri State. So we'll continue to work. But I just think the facilities are just part of what we do. I mean, we have to do a job. We sell a program. Because I tell guys all the time, you can't take the arena and the locker rooms with you when you're done playing. So we sell the staff a program and the current players right now. So when I go recruiting them, I'm selling these guys over here every day of the week of what they bring to the table and the continued success.
Coach Mike Strange from the Knoxville News Sentinel. 3 years in there at Missouri State, why did the time seem right now to make a move?
Well, it was just a great opportunity. I don't know if it's not necessarily my wife and I said, okay, in 3 years we plan on doing this. But when opportunities knock and they present themselves at such a high level, you have to definitely look into it and figure out what's best for you and your family. So it wasn't necessarily a timetable because my timetable here is I plan on being here for the duration. So my job is coaching every day, one day at a time, God willing. So the next day, God willing, I'll continue to coach this team. But I don't look out 10, 15 years down the road because nothing's guaranteed.
Coach Brent Hubbs with VolQuest.com. Where are you with your staff? Is anybody coming with you? Or what have you done staff-wise so far?
Yes, I have guys in mind, and we're in place. But it's just a matter of us really honing in on some other guys. I'm looking at certain guys. We have some pieces in mind, but I don't want to give you any names right now because I want to make sure we have the right guys in place. But I will definitely bring guys with me, yes. I think the biggest thing that I try to do, my wife and I, we try to pray about the best case scenario and the best thing for our family. I mean, if I was single, I can coach anywhere, but I think you have to make decisions based on your family, and that's the most important thing to me. But as far as the other opportunities, you have to do what's best, and you have to figure out who's reaching out to you at a higher level and wants you a part of their program. This is a two-way street, just like these guys over here. I want them a part of this program. They want me to be a part of this program, and that's the most important thing. There's a lot of people reaching out, but it's what's the best situation for you and who wants you to be a part of the success. And Tennessee showed that.
Okay, guys, we'll go ahead and break it up for a while.
Thank you.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Konzo Martin, and we'll get your thoughts on that if you have any at 546-2148 or 888-859-1180. 15 minutes of instant reaction to Konzo Martin. We'll take calls right up to the top of the hour. First, Briny Boy Hartman, I'd like you to open your mic and tell me what you thought of Konzo Martin.
I think that eventually he'll be able to win people over. I don't think he was trying to win the press conference, and I'm not so sure he did, but I'm not really more encouraged, and I'm not any more discouraged. I'm not discouraged by what I heard, but I'm about as encouraged as I was before he got up to the mic today.
A couple things I heard I liked. Alex, I want your thoughts.
Hit it.
I liked when he said that he's going to continue to play a high-level schedule like Bruce Pearl did. I think the fans deserve that here. That's where this program is. I like when he said, we're not going to fool around so much recruiting the top 10 kids in America. I like top 100 kids because those are kids that will be in your program 4 years. And when you build a program, that's where you need to recruit. That's what Bruce Pearl got away from when he started fooling around with the Selbys of the world and folks like that. And that, I think, cost our program in the long run. I like that approach right there. I like when he said that. I also like his comments about, I don't really worry about having kids that fit my system as much as I do going out and finding the best player available. I liked him. I liked his unpolished nature. I liked how he's unpolished. He's the anti-Pearl all the way.
No, that's
first thing he did was
true.
Talk about his wife. Second thing he did was talk about how important his family is to him 4 or 5 times. That is the anti-Pearl. I'm not here to put on a show for you.
That's not good or bad. I mean, that's just for better or worse.
It's what it is.
Yeah, he is the anti-Pearl. From even down to that recruiting policy that you talk about, which was what stood out to me the most.
Which I like.
I agree. I think it's in today's landscape. Now, the NBA changes the rules. You can reevaluate that. But in the current landscape of college basketball, I think it's the best route for sustained success.
Some people on Twitter, like Jeremy Odell, is saying Hammy is so fired. Hammy did have the look of a very weathered individual today up there on that podium. I'll have to say that. He looked very weathered.
He did.
Escamita. This whole thing has worn him out. Perhaps as much as even the people who cover the beat.
Let's not get carried away.
50 past the hour, get a couple calls in here. I'd like to hear from some folks. I'm going to give everybody a minute or so to give me their thoughts on him. Briny Boy, give me the callers.
Jay Ezzy.
Jay Ezzy doesn't count. He's a Kentucky fan. I'm not taking his call. I'm not taking Jay Ezzy's call.
That's such a good point.
On the day that we just introduced our ex-coach. So 546-2148 or 888-859-1180. I would like to hear from you today on the program. Get in. We got time for you. Give me your thoughts, first impressions, 10 words or less, 15 words or less. I would like them. Mighty Max says, no nonsense. I liked it, too. I liked his no nonsense nature right there. In a world where everything is packaged, everything is marketed, everything is sold to you, I like the fact that this guy is real. I like that. I like that guy. I'm telling you right now, I like that guy. I really like that guy. Don't ask me why. After seeing him, I see why they hired him. I really like that guy. There's something about that guy that I liked, Alex.
You like him?
I like him. I want to go back to the phones, and I don't want to get Jay Ezzy in here. What did you think? If you're tweeting us, tweet us. If you want to jump on board with us, jump on board with us. 9 in front of the hour. Jay, as he said, cold. I love that presser, though. Fascinating aspect. His plan with 4-year guys will provide a contrast to Calipari. See, Jay, as he, I knew you were going to come with a Kentucky angle. Speaking good doesn't make him a good coach. Plenty of people can't speak but are amazing at what they do. I don't know if any... None of us here are saying he wasn't a good speaker. He just didn't come with a bunch of polished pablum is what I'm saying. I liked it.
I didn't see anything wrong with the way he looked like he didn't want to be up there doing it.
Well, yeah.
I'll say that, but that doesn't mean anything. Like we said, he's anti-Pearl.
I liked when he got up there and he said his little, what he had to say, and he immediately started to sit down and somebody stopped him. Did you see that? They were like, you're going to take some questions now. He was like, no, get me out of here. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, it is. About time for another coaching search now, isn't it? Who else we got?
Oh, we have those press conferences so much. And the one good thing is the fire alarm didn't go off today. I mean, do you know how many afternoon soap operas and shows have been preempted in this town for press conferences at UT? It's like a quarterly thing. They built it into the sweeps. It happens so much.
They're hiring in May?
Yes. 546-2148, 888-859-1180 if you want to jump in with us. And I mean to tell you, there is a bunch of folks who stayed through it. So how about calling us now and sharing it with us? Tennessee Phil says, I think unpearl's a better description than anti-pearl. Semantics, but significant. No, Phil, anti-pearl. I use anti-pearl on purpose. Anti-pearl. Josh's blog said, imagine being a player listening to his pep talk. It would make me want to look forward to a nap after the game.
I've got Beav and Crazy Raj.
Let's get Beav in here, then Crazy Raj. Beav, what's up?
What's up, Broder?
What'd you think, Beav? 30 seconds or less.
Jimmy Cheek called Hamilton this morning and said no. I said it was a great time to pick up a condo.
Let's get Crazy Raj in here.
Tony, brace yourself. I was a former attendee of the Georgetown NIT Classic there a few years back. And I guess the only thing I really believe in at this point is at least wrestling's coming back to the arena soon because, I tell you, it's going to be Captain Boring. Get ready. Here we go. That's all I got, Tony B. It's back to UT basketball as we knew it.
I'm surprised by this reaction so far, too, Carlson.
I'm not. I'm not surprised by it.
Why?
And he, I mean, he just wasn't the type. He just wasn't Bruce Pearl.
Feinbaum's coming up in 5 minutes. Let's go back to our phones. We're with you for the next 546-2148, 888-859-1180. Your thoughts on the impression that was made to you, and we'll kick us around the mark from 11 to 1, by our new head coach, Konzo Martin. Next on the mic is whom, Briny?
Got Mark and Rudy.
Mark, hello.
Hey, real quick, a stark contrast for you here. Before the news conference, they had clips of him during games and totally different than his persona there on the stage. He was coming with the fire and the passion on the sidelines and in the huddle, so that really made an impression with me. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I think Mid-Major Mike found him on here. I just want to make a tournament with a good team and beat Kentucky and Florida consistently. You got it, Ryan. Those are my expectations. Little O said, sorry, guys. Fell asleep during the presser. What'd you say? Crazy Chucky says, I'm in your boat. I'm looking forward to next season. I'm looking forward to my yearly trip to watch the Vols play a game from Kentucky. Hey, Crazy Chucky. We'll be glad to have you down here, Chuck. Let's go back to the phones. Who'd you say was next, Brian?
I believe it's Rudy. We've also got Zach and Stacy.
Rudy, then Zach, then Stacy. Everybody gets 30 seconds. Rudy, hit it.
Tony, appreciate the effort that you guys, the overtime you guys are putting in today. You guys have done a great job with this.
Thank you.
I think I like him a little bit better now after listening to him. I'm kind of like some of the other guys. I think he's going to be a no-nonsense guy. I think he's going to relate well to the players, and I think he will force them to be better men and better defensive players for sure. So I'm going to give him a shot.
Thank you. Great call. Let's get Zach in here, then Stacy. Zach, hello.
What's up, brother?
What'd you think, Zachy?
Anybody that starts out talking about family, my kind of guy. I think he's going to be hard-nosed. I think he's going to get the right type of players in here that we want to cheer for. It may not be that energetic style of basketball, but if people can remember this season, it wasn't very energetic and fun to watch either. So I'm looking forward to it. The past is the past. You know, let's see what he does. Let's see, give him a chance to at least win, baby. Just win, baby, and all these negative
talk
will go away.
Thank you, baby. Let's get Stacy.
Stacy, then Craig.
Hello.
Hey, at least if he's anti-Pearl, that means no more middle midgets playing for us. No nonsense is what we need of our smug knock the boys' butts over there. And no more 11 players in the first half. Thank God.
Thank you, Stacy. Let's get
Craig
in here. Craig, what'd you think of our coach, first blush?
I think I'm pretty high on him. I'll say this. When Katie says that he was the best leader he's had in 50 years, you got to believe that when a guy in that size is in the locker room and he can take control of the locker room with the big dog in his presence, you better believe the guy. He's
Good
not
going
to mouse around. He's 6'6". I'll guarantee you, when he gets in those guys' grills and tells them they need to play, they're not going to be out there throwing up three balls from 35 feet out.
I love that guy. I love him. By the way, thank you. Martin's going to make Courtney Andrew Gribble, the new Sentinel, $1.3 million annually on a 5-year deal. So congratulations to Konzo Martin.
About 700 less
he
than Pat.
Hit the jackpot today. Yeah, he's making less money than Pat Summit. He hit the jackpot, though. He goes from $300,000 to $1.3 million annually. He's a wealthy man. God bless Konzo Martin. He's a cancer survivor. Sound like a good man to me today. Good family man. Good, strong, solid human being. I'm ready to put my lot behind him. Lock, stock, and barrel.
Live from the Arnwines Home Furnishing Studio. Arnwines has the best furniture lines. ESPN Radio 1180. WVLZ AM, Knoxville.